This audio recording is produced by Food Addicts in Recovery Anonymous, also known as FA. FA is a program based on the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. It is free and open to anyone who wants to stop eating addictively. The following is one FA member's story of recovery. The opinions expressed here are those of the individual member and do not represent FA as a whole. If you are new or uncertain about FA, we encourage you to listen to several stories to gain an understanding of what the program offers. For information on the FA program, please visit our website, foodaddicts.org.
Hi, welcome to this virtual qualification recording of Food Addicts in Recovery Anonymous, FA. I am a food addict from Massachusetts, and I will share my story of recovery from food addiction. I did come into program at the year 2000, so I've been in FA for about 23 years. I am 78 years old. I came in when I was 55. And I'll tell you what my journey has been. I always start by saying that I was a dieter. I was just a restrictor and dieter. Everybody's different about the relationship with food. And I was a chubby kid. I was unhappy with how I looked. I wanted to be thin and, you know, I wanted to have blonde straight hair, which I don't have. I wanted to be short and slim. And, you know, that was the style actually in the, 50s and 60s. And I wasn't that way. So, and I was chubby and I didn't like it. So when I was about 13, I started dieting, and I've been dieting my whole life. And I think one of the appealing things about this program, everybody thinks it's a diet. My friends ask me, why are you still on this diet? And it's not a diet. It's a way of life. Really it is. And so what I was like was, just to give you an example, every day I would go to this coffee shop and I would get a pastry and coffee. And then I would cut the pastry in half, put half of it in a napkin, squish it up so I wouldn't eat that half, eat the half I was going to eat. And then I would open the napkin and start picking pieces of that and then throw a little bit away. And I was usually on a sort of commercial food program that had you count points, and I would make up the points. I mean, I lied to myself, and I wasn't aware that I was lying to myself until I came into program. I guess my life was sort of waiting to be thin. I thought, I'll be happy when I'm thin, And so I did go up and down like 50 pounds, up and down, up and down. The other thing I remember doing is, going to this shop that baked things, buying a dozen. I had a big family, about three kids and a husband, and I would buy a dozen. And on the way home, they would be sitting next to me in the car. I would break one in half, throw the half out the window, eat the half, go a little bit, take another one, break it in half. I mean, throw it out the window and eat that. Then I would stop the car, get it. Put the bag in the back seat so I wouldn't reach it and go home. And, it was like my life was just so restricted by what I could and couldn't eat. I did this for, about many, many years. I did this kind of thing, and I joined this program again and again. Like, I think it was like seven times. And I was just always dieting. So the first real diet that I just thought I had to lose weight was in high school. I was dating a guy that my parents didn't approve of and wouldn't let me see. So to get me away from him, they sent me on a teen tour to Europe. And I wanted to be thin when I went. So I went, I went on this diet. I asked my mother if I could get weight loss, if I could get diet pills. And she said, no. And I screamed and yelled and had a tantrum. And she finally said, okay. So I got these diet pills from the doctor, and I got down to a size 10. That's the smallest I ever was in a 10. Now I'm in a 6. But anyway, so I was a size 10, and I felt really great. And I have a picture of myself getting on the plane. In those days, your parents could come to the plane and take pictures while you're walking up the steps to the plane. And I went to Europe. I behaved very badly in Europe. We were very rebellious, this group I went with. But anyway, it didn't stop me from being with that boyfriend when I got back. But by the time I got to the end of the trip, I had gained all the weight back. I couldn't fit into anything. And so I said to my mother, can I go on those pills again? And she said, no, because they were really not weight loss pills. They were just like salt pills. And I was furious with her until I came into program and I realized that she cared about me. That's why she didn't want me to take them. And, you know, I always thought that she was, you know, just, I was angry that, you know, that she was trying to control me. Anyway, the other thing I did was I used to sit on the couch and just go into the freezer and get what I loved to eat, measure out a half a cup so I could count the points for the weight loss program I was on, and then put it back in the freezer, then get up again, get some more. And then I'd put it in the sink and put hot water on it so I wouldn't eat it. It was a war. It was a war with my brain. You know, I'd get up in the morning and plan what I was going to eat. You know, I was going to eat, you know, just a salad for lunch because I was going out to dinner and I'd only have a half of this for breakfast. And, you know, it was crazy. And I didn't realize how crazy I was until I got into this program. The other thing I did was when I went to this weight loss program, the commercial one, I joined in the summer. And so I weighed myself there in the summer. So in the winter, I would bring a bag of clothes, my summer clothes. So when I weighed, I wouldn't count my sweater and jeans and stuff. And I'd go into the bathroom at this place, change my clothes, come out and weigh, and then go back and change in my clothes. And I never thought there was one thing wrong with that. You know, I just thought, you know, until I heard people talk about the crazy things they did with food and the crazy things they did about, you know, their desire to lose weight. So anyway, those are a couple of examples about that. I married my mother's best friend's son because I was tired of their being angry that I was dating all these inappropriate boys. So anyway, so I got married and he's my ex-husband is a food addict. He is now in program, which I can't believe because he, like myself, I was thinking, you know, at the time, I'll never do that. I'll never do that kind of thing. Anyway, but here he is, a couple of years now. I had three girls and they all had weight problems. The two older ones, really bad weight problems. So the two older ones were obese. And so they found a weight loss program that soon became FA. And I mean, I was happy they were doing something about it, but I don't know. I thought it was not for me. I'm not that fat. And, you know, I'll just go to the gym more. And so I kept doing this commercial weight loss program that I was doing all the time. I also thought, well, it takes a lot of time. And it looked like it took a lot of time. And there was a whole higher power God thing that it wasn't part of my life. I didn't want to do it. But anyway, then I watched them and they not only got thin and gorgeous, but they were sensible. They became more sensible people and they made good decisions and, you know, they're unrecognizable from their pictures. And they now have children and husbands and lives and, you know, I'm very grateful for that. But, and a lot of that, I mean, a lot of it has to do with their finding this program. So it was seven years. They were in program for 7 years before I was thinking about, I can't do this anymore. I just can't diet anymore. I'm just so sick of it. And it's all I thought about. I mean, not all I thought about, but it's a lot of what I thought about was, how am I going to, you know, not only that, but I didn't only have a weight problem. I mean, what I've learned in this program is that I had a life problem. I mean, I really had a life problem. And I used food to calm myself, to try to calm myself. And and of course, it only works for a couple of minutes. Then you need something else to calm yourself. But I didn't realize any of this, you know, I love food. I mean, and I think that everybody who starts dieting and doing all this really loves food. I mean, I was a baker. I baked all the time. I entertained people while I was dieting. The other thing I did in that other weight loss program is if I lost weight in 1 week, I would go across the street to and buy something, a flour product, sugar. And if I gained weight, I would also do it because I figured I had a week to weigh in again. So treat myself, punish myself. I don't know what I was doing. So finally, I called my daughter and I said, you know what? I'm going to go to the gym one more time, join this other program one more time. And if it doesn't work, I'm in. So, and I didn't say I'm going to try it. I thought I am in, and I knew what it was because I watched them eat. I watched what happened to them. I just, you know, it was no mystery to me what my life was going to be like. So actually they found my sponsor who was going to guide me. They picked somebody for me who was going to guide me through the 12 steps and to guide me through this program. And I'm so grateful for that. I had her for many, 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 many years until she died. And so I came in and I threw myself into this program. I mean, I came in with both feet. I didn't say I'm just going to try this, you know, see if it works. I was so desperate at the time. And I think that's a big thing of being desperate and really knowing that I needed this program. So I did everything that my sponsor told me to do. You know, I called her in the mornings. I committed my food. And I've been doing that for 23 years. And it was hard at first. It was hard for me to explain to my friends what I was doing. Everybody thought it was nuts. And then when I finally lost the weight, I lost about 50 pounds. When I finally lost it all, they were so stymied by why I was still doing it. And it's because my life got better. And I met somebody else. And I got them to do that because, of course, I was going to date. So I got down to not the weight I am now, but I looked presentable. And so I met this guy and it was so exciting to have a new relationship and everything. And I was with him for 8 years actually before we got married. And that's another thing, life lessons. I mean, I was with him and he didn't really like program. He never came to a meeting with me because he didn't want to not like it. But as things happened in our lives, he became much more accepting. But I would just say, this is something I just have to do. It's just something I have to do. So the other thing I forgot to say was that I had a lot of loss early on. My father died when I was 18. My younger brother was 9. And that was very traumatic for me. And I did not deal with it well. It was my freshman year of college. And I was a mess. I was just a complete mess. And up till then, I think nothing horrible had happened to me. I grew up in a family with, you know, some money and 2 parents and 2 brothers and, you know, and then life started happening and I couldn't deal with life. And I didn't know why. I mean, I didn't know what was different about me and I didn't connect it with food at all. I just knew that food was the thing I loved to do. So I came into program and I did it all and I sort of struggled at the beginning. And then it became so easy and so helpful to me in my life. And things started happening one after another. I mean, when you're 78 years old, you've experienced stuff that's happened in life. So my mother died when I was 27. I wasn't in program because I wasn't in program until I was 55. My mother died of breast cancer. Then my brother died about 10 years ago when I was in program. I stay abstinent, which means no flour, no sugar, and nothing in between meals. I stay abstinent no matter what. I mean, I was in New York visiting my brother and he had to go to the emergency room and it was like 11 o'clock. So what did I do? I brought my lunch and I ate my lunch while he had, you know, blood coming out of everywhere. And, you know, I just, it's part of me now. It's just part of how I live my life. Because I know if I gave this up, I would lose a whole community of people who are my friends and lose. Oh, and the higher power thing when I came in, that's the thing that one of the things that kept me away at first. And my sponsor was so wonderful. She just said, you know, a lot of people come in like that. They don't have a religion, or you don't have, you know, this isn't a religious program, she said. This is a program where you have somebody, a higher power that is outside of yourself. And so you could, it could be anything you want, she said. So she said, why don't you just take the word God and put another O in it, and it spells good. So anything that happens good, you just say, thank you, God. And I do that all the time. And I was not a person who talked about God or said anything about God before program. And just this morning, something happened. Whoops, happened. I spilled something and, oh no, I lost my headphones, which I was going to use today, which I didn't use, but, and I couldn't find them. And I asked God for help to find them, to calm down. And then I found them and I said, thank you, God. It's automatic now. And that helps me. I don't know why it helps me. It just helps me to get out of myself, ask somebody else for help, and relax. It's been very helpful in my life. The guy I was with, who became my second husband, he was married three times before we got married. So I was his fourth wife. But before that, we didn't really talk about marriage. He always said, well, we'll probably get married sometime. I didn't know whether I was going to get married. I don't know why I wanted to get married. I guess I wanted his kids to think of me as something other than a girlfriend. And, you know, and so my sponsor said, why don't you for a year just not mention marriage? Just don't mention it. So I did that. And after a year, I said to him over dinner one night, I said, have you noticed that I haven't mentioned marriage in a year? And he said, no, I didn't notice it, but let's just do it. So we did. We had a wonderful wedding. I let him plan the whole thing because that's what he was afraid of. He was afraid I would be in gear after that because I had done three weddings for my three girls. And, you know, he just didn't want to jump into that kind of circus. So he planned the wedding and it was wonderful. And then what happened is that we were in New York one weekend after we were married like a year. Like we got married in 2002, and in 2005, he didn't feel well. And we finally called the doctor and he said, take him to the emergency room. And he had pancreatic cancer and died in 6 days. So that was the first awful thing that happened. And then my brother died after that. I got cancer. Actually, the year we got married, I got cancer that summer. I had a fibroid surgery, a hysterectomy, and they didn't find the cancer until they operated on me. And it was a very, very dangerous form of cancer. And I'm telling you, this program, I couldn't have gone through it without this program. I found somebody in program. There's always somebody in FA who has the same thing that you have. So somebody said, I think I knew somebody who had that. And I would talk to her. She died from it. It was a very rare form of cancer that usually comes back in the first 3 months. So anyway, so I survived it. I mean, that was many, many years ago. Then I had another bout of cancer that was unrelated, breast cancer. And then 2 years ago, I had a small stroke. So all these things happened to me while I was in program and I didn't eat. And a lot of people think that they don't want to join a program like this or a diet or anything because it's their birthday, because they have a test, because they have cancer, because they have this and that. And I know for sure that this program helped me during those times. It wasn't a burden. It helped me. And I got food advice from people and, you know, I was going through radiation. It's just sort of a miracle that, you know, that all these things have happened to me. And I do live a pretty happy, productive life. I have six grandchildren. I have all the helpful things I get now. Now I'm getting older. It's a lot of, you know, struggles with aging that I have, but I feel like I'm a mentally healthier person. I really feel like my food addiction, all the fears, the doubts, the insecurities that I had in a, you know, much greater way before I came into program. And I just have a lot of supportive people I talk to every day. I can call people. What dieting did was got me up to 185 pounds. And I was at war with myself about it, and I'm not at war with myself. My food is delicious. I like my food. My sponsor taught me that you need to like your food. And I have these beautiful meals. And today I'm going to a playground for my grandson's 7th birthday, and I'm bringing my lunch, or I'm going to eat it before. And I just, you know, the first thing I think of if somebody invites me someplace is, okay, how can I simply deal with my lunch or my dinner, or whatever? And it's a good life. And, you know, my friends who are not, you know, don't understand this, feel sorry for me. Like I have people over and I serve them food that I don't eat. And they almost say, you know, you poor thing, you know, they just feel really sorry for me. And because I'm, you know, I'm in the right size body, and nobody understands why you still keep doing it. But it's just a wonderful way to live life. And the fact that my kids are in it, my two of my kids and my ex-husband. So we would have family events. It's easy. Everybody makes food that we can eat. And even my younger daughter, she has a scale at her house. They make food that I can eat and that my daughters can eat. And it's a wonderful thing. So I guess that's my story. And thank you.
Thank you for listening to this audio recording. To hear additional recordings or to learn more about Food Addicts in Recovery Anonymous, you can visit our website, foodaddicts.org.